Welcome, friends. I am Mr. Benjamin Lowe, and this here is my wife, Becky. I am deeply disturbed. We lived right here. We had a farm with cows and sheep, and we lost everything. You see, our lovely stone house burned on that horrid day in October 1777, and you, Mrs. Lowe, are to blame. You did not serve your husband.
My, why do you talk like that? We serve the Lord. We attended this church.
Yes, the Dutch Reformed Church.
We had a stone manor right here on Wall Street across from the courthouse and lived there with our five children.
Our barn stood on the east side of Wall Street, directly adjoining the north end of this cemetery. On October 10, 1777, we heard that the British planned to attack our Kingston.
And we were ever so scared, and I was nursing out of pity a sick stranger.
Sick indeed. He came riding in on a horse in his fine clothes, saying he was from Newburgh. If I was at home at the time, I would not have permitted you to let him in.
I told him it might not be safe for him to stop and rest. I was sure he was a British spy, but then he said he was going to Rochester to teach school and that his horse was lame.
And then you showed him to a room to lie down. And I came home and found a strange horse in our barn.
I told you, he was a sick man. He said that he could go no further. I couldn't turn him away, the poor dear.
And then I said to you, he is a British spy. I know he is. Even you suspected the same, yet you nursed him back to health.
With my superb butter and cheese.
As superb as the intestinal disturbance they bring on.
The man remained in our home for a week.
Yes, you doctored him and cured him and let him roam about the premises. I told you we had proof he was a spy. So, we retired for the night one night, and what did you do? You lured me while I was asleep.
I lured you?
So, you admit it then. You eluded me.
I did not lure you. You let out a rapturous snore and fell out of the bed and onto my petticoats.
I said to you, Becky, they're going to arrest that man in the morning as a spy. I told you to leave the back door unlocked, as they will come very early. I know I should not have fallen asleep, and you slipped out.
All right, I admit it. I slipped away and went quietly upstairs. I found our guest sitting up and writing. He had a brace of pistols and a sword lying on the table and his boots near him. And as soon as he saw me, he whispered, "My good little Dutch woman." Oh, I pleaded for his promise not to burn Kingston.
But he did not promise you that, did he?
He promised that our house would not be burnt and that our family would not be injured.
He told you that if he got away safely, he would write to you. But you never heard from him, did you? You should have taken that bag of gold he offered you.
Heavens no, my dear. What are you thinking?
What do you think I'm thinking, you daft woman?
Daft? I pleaded for your safety.
No, better. You came back to our bed so quietly you did not rouse me once, even to warn me that he was escaping. Early in the morning, the men came and passed very quietly upstairs to find the bird had flown.
They traipsed off ever so loudly.
Well, then we had to escape. As soon as we heard the enemy was coming up the river, the women and children were sent to Hurley.
While I was at the house, a woman came and told me the British were on the plains. I then called Petri, our servant, and once he brought the team, I got in the wagon. I saw the British coming round the church corner, firing the buildings. Oh, such a pity. I remembered to take our family Bible, but I forgot my silver spoons.
Bah, woman! You worry about silver when here you nursed a traitor.
I swear on our servant Petri's grave that the fellow kept his promise.
Peter. Our servant's name was Peter. And you say our house merely caught sparks from the other buildings. Nonsense.
It's not nonsense. 'Tis true.
At any given moment, that traitor you harbored could have killed you and our five children.
But God was protecting us. Be thankful for that.
I am thankful that your lives were spared. The new state and country would be pointless if we continued on the same path of unkindness the British Parliament was taking.
The burning could have been avoided if both sides had more compassion. Well, now we have our liberty.
Yes, we have our independence, and at least our barn was saved. Such a thing for our house to burn. What a shame. What a shame. We lost our home, and you are to blame.
We're not the only ones who lost our home. Can we not build again?
Yes. Yeah, we could build again. We shall once again have a fine home upon one condition, that you never again take in any strangers.
Yes, dear. Still, any upstanding lady would have done the same. What about our listeners, ladies, gents? What would you have done?